Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start today with the story that has a beware in it, and that's from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's warning Democrats about their deal with President Trump that may involve border security and a wall.
Right. What's interesting is he's warning national Democrats about the deal that Senator Chuck Schumer, the head of the Senate Democrats, and Nancy Pelosi, the House Democratic leader, struck with President Trump that would basically extend DACA. It would make it permanent, which protects kids who are brought here illegally by their parents, but have only known America basically as their homes. It would prevent them from being deported. In exchange, the president would get a whole bunch of money for border security. And the governor warned it's not a good deal. He doesn't think it's going to be a good deal. He said that Congress would never get rid of DACA. They're not going to deport 800,000 people. But he's worried that even though the deal with Schumer and Pelosi said no wall, that there could be a virtual wall. The president will use all that money to put all sorts of devices along the southern border between Mexico and America.
And obviously, as rumors abound that he wants to run for president in 2020, this certainly is a national statement.
It is a national statement, and we saw him last week go to the Virgin Islands. You know, he certainly is getting more and more involved in national issues.
And then you have this other interesting story that has to do with Mayor Bill de Blasio and his boosters, who say his vote tally in the primary was very competitive with Andrew Cuomo's in his primary in 2014, that he is a serious challenger.
Right. De Blasio, it was a very low turnout in New York City in the Democratic mayoral primary. Only 14% came out. However, de Blasio got almost as many votes in New York City for his primary than Cuomo got statewide in 2014 for the Democratic gubernatorial primary. That led some of de Blasio's supporters to say he should run against Cuomo on the left next year. They say that he would be a tough candidate, he would get the progressive vote, and they'd like to see him do it. Others, though, including some close to the mayor, say there's really not a chance he'll do that. He recognizes that he needs the governor more than the governor needs him in terms of governing.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays at nydailynews.com to read those stories and more. Ken, we'll talk to you next week.
Be well.